Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, where visitors can experience campus and learn about Luther's 60-plus academic programs, like engineering science, nursing, and music education. luther.edu/visit.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy you're with us on this Monday, July the 9th. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 8 o'clock, and it's time for our monthly visit with my boss, Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo. Phil usually joins us the first Monday of the month, but couldn't last week because he was scuba diving off the coast of Mexico, Cozumel, Mexico. Though that would have been a fun experiment, right, Phil? Good morning.
I could do a remote. Good morning, Joy. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, welcome back. For the past few months, we have been focusing in during your monthly appearance on a specific area of Wisconsin Public Radio. We've had special guests along the way, like our news director or our music director or our engineering director or our development director. This Monday, though, no special focus. It's a grab bag. It's a free-for-all. You can call in with any questions about any area of Wisconsin Public Radio that is important to you. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Maybe you have some questions or feedback about the programming you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe you're wondering about this HD radio, or maybe you're wondering about pledge drives or underwriting. Anything goes during this second Monday of the month with Phil Corvo. Phil, in the past month, I know there was some news in the Milwaukee region that had a number of listeners a bit upset. The classical music station, the commercial classical music station in Milwaukee, switched format, stopped broadcasting classical music.
Right.
And a number of people ended up calling our WHAD in Milwaukee to say, you know, what's going on, and you know, confused, I think, as to who was playing classical music, but also wondering about the HD service that we now have serving the Milwaukee area. People in Milwaukee can tune to WHAD 2 in order to, if they have digital radio, to get classical music?
Right. It was a complete surprise to everyone that the commercial classical station in Milwaukee, WMFR, switched format one day, and all of a sudden it wasn't classical and it was smooth jazz. Mm-hmm. And so we got a number of phone calls on that. A couple of months ago, we started broadcasting a 24-hour-a-day classical music service on our secondary audio channel, which is when you broadcast in digital, you get two channels. And if you have a digital radio, you can pick up the second channel. So for people who have a digital radio, they would have access to 24-hour-a-day classical music from Wisconsin Public Radio. Now, the HD radio is still in its infancy, and a lot of people aren't aware of just what it is. Just basically, if you buy a digital radio or an HD radio, you can pick up all the analog signals, all the regular stations that you listen to now. But for those stations who are transmitting in digital, you can pick up their secondary channel too, if they're broadcasting one. And WHAD in Milwaukee is. And the way those radios work is you tune to the frequency, in this case 90.7. And if it's got a secondary audio channel, you'll go one click above that, and it'll be 90.7.2. And these radios are coming down in price now. They started out fairly expensive, but now you can get some of the tabletop models for under $100. And there's a very good explanation of all you ever wanted to know about HD radio on the Wisconsin Public Radio website. So at WPR.org, Steve Johnston, our director of engineering, really keeps that site up. And there are some links to where you can buy radios. I know the Radio Shack stores have them now. American TV has a couple of models, including a car, a model that you can put in the car. Flanners in Milwaukee carries several brands of HD radios. So they're starting to become more available, and the prices are starting to come down. And the manufacturers are offering rebates now, too, which brings the prices down even lower. So that's a way in Milwaukee that people can have access to classical music. And, in fact, we're trying to beef up the service a little bit. I know that the commercial classical had broadcast the Milwaukee Symphony, and we're going to be adding that to the HD classical service, too.
I believe it was an email that went to our audience services center from a listener saying, when does the 24-hour HD programming begin? I just received my new HD radio and have HD receiving, but I'm getting your regular programming. The news, etc., with music starting at 9 a.m. I look forward to 24-hour music. What do you think's going on there, Phil?
Well, we are broadcasting the 24-hour music service in Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. So WHAD in Milwaukee, WERN in Madison, and WPNE in Green Bay. So if you go to WPR.org and click through some of those links, you will get some instructions on how to tune us in. This listener should, if they're listening in these listening areas, should be able to get the 24-hour classical service.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you need to put a dipole or a simple antenna on the radio in order to pick up the HD, because if you live in a fringe area close to the edge of the coverage of any of our stations, with digital radio, either you have it in full fidelity or you have nothing. It's all or nothing, because it either gets the digital signal or it doesn't. So you don't get a fuzzy signal as you get farther away. You get nothing if the radio can't pick it up. So an external antenna helps too.
Yeah, I had another email or call that came into audience services in the past month. I am requesting that you consider broadcasting an independent internet radio station on one of your HD channels. And this listener was suggesting it's a station that carries AAA music. How do we decide what we're going to put on these HD channels, Phil, and why is it that we decided this classical music was the format for, say, Milwaukee?
Well, that's a very good question. We chose classical music in Milwaukee because there was an obvious need there. Milwaukee is one of the areas in the state where we don't have both of our networks. We only have the Ideas Network on WHAD. A lot of people have called us and said that the commercial classical station wasn't very good, and they didn't like their style of classical music. They liked ours a lot better. So that was an obvious need in Milwaukee. So that one was pretty easy. In Madison and Green Bay, last summer we extended Morning Edition till 9 o'clock, and it cut into some of the hours of the classical music. So we thought that classical music was the greatest need in those areas, because our NPR News and Classical Network is two formats, and we have quite a bit of news and information programming too. So we thought that for people who liked classical music, this would be a good source for it. Now, some of the stations in the network, like WHRM in Wausau, are broadcasting, that station is broadcasting the Ideas Network on its HD2 channel, because we don't get very good coverage in central Wisconsin with WLBL. It's an AM station that has to go to very, very low power at night. So this gives listeners in central Wisconsin a chance to listen to Ideas Network in full FM fidelity. As far as the other stations in the state, we'll take a look at them as they are converted to digital. In Milwaukee, for example, WUWM, one of the other non-commercial stations, is broadcasting what's called the AAA format on its HD2 channel. So that was already something that was being provided to others, and I think that the WOXY is a AAA format, and that's available already in Milwaukee. So we'll look at it on a case-by-case basis, but certainly classical is a format that has a demonstrated interest in Wisconsin through our other channel. And I might also point out that even if you don't have a digital radio, if you go to WPR.org and click through, you can listen to the 24-hour classical music on the internet, and more and more people are doing that now. So you can listen if you're close to a computer, even if you don't have a digital radio.
Our guest, Phil Corvo, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, joining us to talk with you all about Wisconsin Public Radio. Phil stops in once a month to answer your questions about the programs you hear or other aspects of your favorite radio station. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. If you're in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Hoping you'll stay tuned. John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn coming up after 9 o'clock, and it's all things political. John and his guest will review all of the politics of the past week coming up after 9. Talking with Phil Corvo for the rest of this hour, Phil, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, who is here to talk with you about what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio or to answer your questions about Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. One more question on technical issues, Phil, that was received by Audience Services in the past month, saying that is unfortunate that Wisconsin Public Radio doesn't keep records of our radio shows available for download or live streaming as long as it should. Apparently, Pacifica Radio keeps it for longer than Wisconsin Public Radio. I believe that these records should always be maintained, even if that means storing them on servers and costing more to maintain these historical records for public access. Go ahead.
That's a very good question. Currently, we archive all of our original programming that we produce on the internet for 6 months, and that was done because of, as the listener points out, just the size of the servers and the ability to handle all that data. We're working, and we will work toward archiving for longer periods of time, because I think as we make the service more searchable, people might want to look up something that they heard a year ago. So that's something that we're working on. It's a service that we call WCAST. It's available to all members at any level. And if you go again to the WPR.org website, on the front page, you click on a box called WCAST, and there's everything you wanted to know about listening to any of our shows from the past. And Alan Reland, who keeps that website up, has really put together, I think, a good user-friendly website. You can listen on a number of formats. He even has a current top 10 downloads list of WCasts, the top 10 most downloaded ones that he updates every week. And it's interesting to see which programs are the most requested and the most downloaded. But that service is becoming more and more popular. People are listening more and more on the internet. They want to hear programs that they can download and put on their iPods or their portable MP3 players and listen to at their leisure. So we're working very hard to keep up with that technology, and we are working to extend our archiving to beyond 6 months.
And a caller who had a kind of a fuzzy cell phone wants to know the possibility of getting a translator station in Hudson, Wisconsin, and what that takes, the amount of work, money, timeline, etc. Maybe you can also talk a little bit, Phil, about whether there are any plans in the works to improve our coverage of the state of Wisconsin with translators or new stations.
Well, there are. One of the things that projects that we're working on this summer is to do some frequency studies, searches, to see if there are any available frequencies in various parts of the state. And the FCC in October will be opening for the first time in 10 years a window to apply for new frequencies. In the past, it's been all backlogged, and because the FCC didn't have a method to award a frequency for competing applications, and now they do. They have a point system that they've established. So this October and this summer, we'll be studying areas of the state that we don't have one or both of mm-hmm. the networks, and searching for frequencies that we might be able to apply for.
We have lots of callers, so let's go to the phones. Mike in Langlade is with us first. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Good morning. Your Ideas Network coming out of Green Bay is very underpowered, and unfortunately, I picked today because you're coming in well because we have a cloud cover, but the better the weather, the worse the reception up here in Langlade. I'm wondering if there, whereas the classical music station from Green Bay, which has got to be sitting practically next door, comes in 5 over 9 all the time. What's up? And when is there going to be a change made? I have bought a Bose radio. I have bought the GE Super radio. I have connected one or both of them to my old television antenna. Nothing seems to help when the signal is poor. It turns out that the better the weather, the worse the signal. I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, unfortunately, WHID in Green Bay for the Ideas Network simply doesn't have as powerful a signal as WPNE. In fact, it is a more powerful signal than it was some years ago. It was mm-hmm. upgraded, but we did upgrade it to the maximum power allowed by the FCC. We were hemmed in by some other stations that we had to protect that were on the same or similar frequencies. So we're limited at WHID in power by the FCC, but we are looking at the possibility of translators or low-power repeater stations in the areas around WHID that could repeat the station, and we'll keep that in mind. I will look up Langlade, and when we do our frequency studies, we'll add that one to the mix.
Yeah, I think it's Langlade County is where Anago is anyway, and I think Anago might be the city he's closest to. Rick in La Crosse, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I listen on WHLA in La Crosse,
mm-hmm.
and gosh, I miss, what is it, Le Show with Robert Scherer. And I was wondering if you're ever going to bring that back. I've got withdrawal symptoms from Dick Cheney Confidential and Tales of Airport Security.
Well, the program, the show with Harry Shearer, one of the mm-hmm. Voices of many of the characters in The Simpsons. That is a program, just to back up, we last summer made some program changes on both of the networks after doing a study and a very close analysis of all of our programming. That was a program that was dropped, but now that we've had a year's worth of audience data to analyze to see how the program changes worked or didn't work, we'll be taking another look at that this summer to see, and Le Show is one of the programs that we'll be looking at again to see if maybe that show could be reinstated. So thanks for your comments. These the comments from listeners, both on our listener line, and people do call that number, which is 1-800-747-7444. We look at those comments every month, and the more interest there are in some of these programs, the more we'll take a look at them.
Yeah. An email from that was sent to audience services in the past month. This is the first time since the regrettable program changes that I did not contribute. I thought that Calling All Pets and Zorba should not be denied my money because of the program changes, but now I am so sick of my loss of quality of life on weekends, I can't bring myself to give the small amount that I had been giving. I miss Calling All Pets at noon. It used to be at noon. By 3 p.m., I'm doing the laundry or out doing errands. She says, wait, don't tell me, which is now at noon, is annoying. And it's about the news, which we hear all week. You can no longer say that weekends are for comfort listening because you put wait, don't tell me on at noon. Want to react to her, Phil?
Well, it's about the news, but it sort of makes fun of the news.
It's an entertainment program, a quiz show about events in the news, and yeah, they make it funny.
Wait, don't tell me is one program that we weren't carrying before, mm-hmm. that is very popular and carried by virtually all public radio stations around the country. We had that missing from our schedule. It works very well at noon following Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? It seems to flow well as a package, and that's why we moved Calling All Pets. But again, we'll be taking another look at all of these program changes, and Calling All Pets is one of them. It's available twice on Saturdays, but one of them is fairly early at 7 a.m.
Yeah, 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. And that's what's hard is that, it's on twice, but everybody's personal schedule is different, right, Phil? And the schedule's not going to necessarily fit everybody's lifestyle.
Right. Mm-hmm. And radio, of course, is a lifestyle medium. Mm-hmm. And even though it's on now at 2 p.m. instead of noon, people have habits and they listen when they're doing various things, running errands or whatever. And we're sensitive to that. Mm-hmm. We know that sometimes programs are on at less convenient times.
Yeah. Talking with Phil Corvo, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, he's answering your questions and hearing your feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our next caller is Carol in Wauwatosa. Hi, Carol. You're on the air.
Excuse me. I'm wondering why we're not allowed to get 91.1, which does have classical music. It's out of Racine, Kenosha, through the Gateway College. I heard something about, is there a state law that says 91.1 cannot encroach on the territory of WHAD?
It's not a state law. It's a federal regulation. All radio is regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. WGTD at 91.1 is operating at its maximum power, but I know it is looking at adding some translators depending on where you live in Waukesha, you might be able to.
Wauwatosa.
I mean, in Wauwatosa. Are you interested mostly in the classical music?
Yes. I'm sorry. I couldn't get in to talk with you before. Also, I've tried all those stores except Flanners for an HD radio, and I did not find one that was under $100. But I'll call the station back and find out where I can find something for under $100.
That would be great. And you can ask for Steve Johnston. He's our director of engineering, and he keeps a real good eye on when there are rebates and special bargains on those radios. And I think you'll love the service. If you like classical music, I think it's one of the best services around. And you can sample it on the internet. And we hope you get a radio soon.
Thanks very much, Carol, for the call. Thank you for bringing back Tent Show Radio to southeastern Wisconsin. A listener wrote to us, "I appreciate the fact that Wisconsin Public Radio has reversed its ill-considered decision to remove this popular show from its Saturday night lineup in my part of the state." What's up with that, Phil?
Well, the plan was never to remove mm-hmm. it. It's just that it moved to a different time, and we had to adjust the format of it because it had a hole in it, a 5-minute hole for news segment that we had to fill. So we had to readjust the format of it. But that's a show that's been very popular, and there are no plans to change that.
Yeah, the listener goes on to talk about how Higher Ground is heard on WHAD, the Ideas Network, in Milwaukee, as well as WERN, the NPR News and Classical Music Network, and apparently this person lives in between those coverage areas, and wondered why the same program was on both networks. And we have that happen in some other situations as well, including Simply Folk and a Prairie Home Companion. Why do we sometimes broadcast the same program on both services?
It's rare, and those are the two main ones that are broadcast on both services. And the reason is that we don't have identical coverage of both networks throughout the entire state. A lot of areas in the state can only receive one of the networks, either the Ideas Network or the for instance, if we put Prairie Home Companion on the NPR News and Classical Network, the people in Milwaukee wouldn't be able to hear it. There are parts of the state where the coverage is just not as good on one or the other networks. One of the earlier callers, Mike, I think it was, in the Green Bay area, pointed out that he doesn't get WHID very well. So if we just had it on the other network, he wouldn't get it. So it's only the very popular signature programs like a Prairie Home Companion that we do put on both networks. But we think about that very carefully because he's right. It is duplicated in some areas.
Thanks for that letter. Our next caller is David in Butamore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My question is, I wonder if you guys have ever considered having either a station or a number, equal number of programs that is more slanted to the right, whereas the public radio is more slanted to the left. I listen to both the public radio and then I listen to Fox News. And the irony is you guys both think that you're right dead center and that you're giving equal time to equal size. But the reality is, since both of you have a lot of people on staff that are very knowledgeable about one side of these issues and very ignorant on the other side, when you have a guest on, you tend to point out the flaws in the guest's argument when they're arguing against you. And when they're arguing for you, because you don't know what the other side of the argument is, when they make an erroneous statement, it just simply goes on, and that gives it some credibility because, you know, there's a certain ignorance there of the opposite side of the issue. And I, having watched both Fox and public and listened to public radio, you guys seem like mirror images of each other. I'm wondering if there's a publicly funded program that would give the other side of the spectrum.
You know, that's a very good question, it points to the whole issue of advocacy programming. We try to, as much as humanly possible, be objective in our news programs and our talk programs. But the listener, David, is correct. Everybody's human. Everybody right, has right. opinions.
I'm going to have to jump in a little bit, though, David, because you're painting that with a broad brush to say that just because there is a guest with a certain political viewpoint that you believe the host doesn't agree with, that the host has no idea what the other way around, that the host has no idea what to ask. All of the hosts are we are supposed to be and try to ask devil's advocate questions, to try to ask the question representing the other side of the issue, and our producers give us a lot of material to help us prepare to read up on the other side of the issue, all sides of all issues. So I just want to, I'm sorry, his perception, I guess, is that we're not asking tough questions of one side and asking tough questions of the other, and we'll have to work on that, but it's not for lack of trying.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, David, for the call. He says, is there a public radio program that presents, I think, the right of center viewpoints? I don't think there is. I don't think there is either.
And in fact, we have listeners ask us about the program Democracy Now!, which is an advocacy program. Mm-hmm. If we did have a program that had an advocacy program on the other side of the political spectrum, we could consider that, but there isn't. There just isn't.
We're talking with Phil Corvo, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Phil joins us once a month to talk with you about Wisconsin Public Radio, to answer your questions and to hear your feedback. And you can join us by calling 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We're talking all things Wisconsin Public Radio, from programming to technology to fundraising to anything you want to talk about. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Stay tuned. John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn between 9 and 11. Today, after 9, it's All Things Political with John and his guest political scientist. After 10, John and his guest will discuss how to adjust to life after college and how to pay off that student loan. So stay tuned for John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn for the next couple of hours. Speaking of money, we did get a letter from a listener saying, I want to see a picture of Kevin McKinley on your money. And by the way, put that program on at a better time than 7 o'clock on Sunday mornings.
Well, for the first part of the question, we can accommodate that. I know I keep talking about our website, but it's a great website, WPR.org. On the front page, click on Kevin McKinley on your money, and you will see a picture of Kevin. Mm-hmm. And as far as putting on at a better time, that's something that we're looking at. That's a program that comes out of Eau Claire. It started as a local program heard only in Eau Claire. We thought it was a pretty good program, so we worked on it and put it statewide, and it's really proving itself. It's getting a pretty good audience, and we are looking at putting it on at a more accessible time.
Yeah, and I look forward to having Kevin back on this program sometime in the near future. We had him on a while back, and it's fun to talk to him during the weekdays, too.
Very knowledgeable guy.
Donna in Wausau is with us. Hi, Donna. You're on the air.
Hi. I've been waiting for a long time to have the program Wait, Don't Tell Me on, and we can't get it here because you have it on weekend, and we get the Rhinelander station taking over Ideas Network.
Yeah, they're in a bind in that part of the state, Phil.
Yeah, I can't think of a way to hear it because I tried Auburndale and it's too weak.
I was going to say, so the WLBL doesn't come in well enough on AM. Well,
you can always listen online.
But you can also we were talking about digital radio, mm-hmm. and what we are doing in central Wisconsin. If you get WHRM, the NPR News and Classical station, and if you have a digital radio, you'll be able to hear the Ideas Network in full fidelity on the secondary audio channel, because we're putting it on the second channel of our HD digital signal from WHRM. So that's Unfortunately, that's the only way that you'll be able to get it right now, Donna. But I will tell you that Central Wisconsin we recognize as one of the weakest areas that we have, or one of the greatest weaknesses that we have in our dual service network, is in Central Wisconsin, because WLBL is not a powerful station. It goes to very low power at night, as you know, and we're looking at ways to fix that, and we're looking at a lot of alternatives and possible frequencies this summer. So we are aware of that problem, and we're working on it.
Yeah. Listener comment from our website that Joy has a program on her schedule today. This was a couple of weeks ago, about the outrage that journalists actually give money to candidates running for public office. Well, apparently, Wisconsin Public Radio, including Mr. Corvo, believe that journalists should have no opinion whatsoever. You're going to get rid of your very informed audience when they realize you're being cowardly and timid and unwilling to search for the truth. What about that, Phil?
I don't believe that our staff should have no political opinions, and in fact, I can't control that, and I'm sure that they do. Most of us vote. We have political opinions, but we do try in our programming to balance it. I do agree with the listener that just presenting both sides of a story doesn't always get to the story, and I think that's a very important point that listener makes. Sometimes to get to the truth, you need to go beyond just having two sides of a story. But we recognize that all of our hosts and our newscasters do vote. They do have a political opinion. But we try not to infuse that political opinion into our programming.
Mm-hmm. Sean in Milwaukee is our next caller. Hi, Sean. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I just have to disagree with the previous caller. I think you guys do a very, very good job at presenting the news, the political news, in a very balanced way. I've listened to your radio station for a long time, and I feel like I can turn on and I can hear all sorts of opinions from the left, the right, the center, independent parties. I really think you guys are doing a good job, so I'd like to just disagree with the previous caller.
Is there a big butt coming, Sean?
There's a big butt coming. no, not really. I do have a question, though. I do tend to listen to NPR kind of in the evening, and I do notice that there's a particular show Gene Faraca runs.
Here on Earth.
Yeah, Here on Earth. I don't know if this is me, and I don't mean to offend anyone out there, but it seems to me that her show is very biased towards religion. And I know a lot of the listeners, probably on NPR, like myself, are noncommittal towards religion in one way or another. And I don't know, is there a program out there that NPR has somewhere, or one of the public radio stations, that maybe looks at the news from a free thinker point of view, if you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is there something out there like that, or am I just tuning into the wrong days on this Faraca show?
I think, Sean, that you may just be tuning into the wrong days. I have not noticed that a focus on religion myself. There is an NPR program called Speaking of Faith that is about religion.
It's not from an atheist or free thinker's
right.
point of view necessarily. They might touch on it, but it's more about the spirituality and faith that is out there, not what is not out there.
And also, our program, to the best of our knowledge, often has programs about everything about to do about religion. In fact, I was listening to one this weekend that talked about atheism and agnostic beliefs.
And we do on our talk shows talk with the Freedom From Religion Foundation and people from Skeptics Magazine and others, so we do have that viewpoint on our talk shows. But I would tend to agree, Phil, that Here on Earth might touch on religion because it is a global cultural issue, and that's what Here on Earth tries to focus on, global cultural issues. But I don't think that it dwells on it. There's certainly other topics that Gene talks about as well. Thank you, Sean. Kay in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I would vote for Lachaud coming back. But the reason I'm calling is I heard on Larry Miller a couple weeks ago, I heard a new person on talking about travel. And did you make a decision about taking Tom Parsons off?
Yes. Good question. We did after seriously considering it, because I thought Tom was a pretty good guest, but we just felt that he was too commercial, because his website, in order to take advantage of the fares that he was talking about, you had to become a member for $60 or something like that. And that was just a bit too commercial for us.
Yeah. And for listeners who don't know who Tom Parsons is, he was somebody who gave bargain airfare advice and had a website called bestfares.com. And it just sounded kind of, some listeners complained that it sounded like an infomercial.
We were getting more and more complaints about that.
Yeah. Thank you, Kay, for the call. You know, we did get an email the other day. Gene Purcell, who filled in for me in June for a week, had a guest on talking about wine from a company that does underwriting on Wisconsin Public Radio. The writer goes on to say, "This looks bad. I like this wine, but ethically this doesn't work. You should have gotten another guest to talk about wine." Well, just as an explanation, Leo Duran contacted, the producer of this program, contacted the Wollersheim Winery because it was a local winery, and the story was about how wine consumption was overtaking beer consumption or something, and that's what the talk show was about. He didn't know that that Wollersheim was an underwriter, and I'm not even sure they really are. I know that, you know, they might be, but we don't pay attention to who's an underwriter and who's not.
We really do keep our underwriting department and our content departments, our programming departments, completely separate, and there really is no connection. So just because someone underwrites on the or supports financially a program on Wisconsin Public Radio does not mean that that company is going to get editorial favoritism or any special consideration, because it's completely separate. And in most cases, the producers don't even know who the underwriters are. But even if they did, it would not make a difference.
Yeah. Tony in Franklin is with us now. Hi, Tony.
Hi. I'm calling because of the fairly new format of the Higher Ground show with Jonathan Overby.
Uh-huh.
I do not care for eclectic music, and that's what he's all about now. And I enjoy the old show where he had on local people, and it was all live. And that, to me, was very innovative compared to other programs in this area.
Yeah, you want to remind us about this, Phil, for those who don't know what happened with Higher Ground?
Right. Higher Ground, for some years in the past, was a kind of a variety show that had a live program that had a lot of different performers on, theater and music and things like that. There really was very little listenership for it on Saturday nights. It hardly registered. And Jonathan Overby, the host of Higher Ground, had wanted to do a program on music with African roots and Caribbean and a lot of different styles, ranging from Motown to to types of music that I can't even pronounce, but I think the program is excellent. It's a great. Jonathan is very knowledgeable about musicology and presents, I think, a good show. So I'm sorry that you're disappointed about the previous format, but the new format is catching on pretty well.
Yeah, more positive comments about the change to the world music than the negative. That's what I've noticed anyway, right, in the listener logs. Thank you, Tony. Jim in Bayfield County. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have two quick comments. First, I do think that your service is fair and balanced, and I've always thought that, and I hope it stays the same. Second is that I would like to see the, I think it's called, Garrison Keillor does it. It lasts about 5 minutes. I think it might be called Writer's Almanac.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's offered on some stations, but not others, and I would like to see that offered on all. What I have to do is I have to stop listening and try to remember the time and try to switch over and then try to switch back. And it is such a good 5 minute piece. I think it would be worth having. But my real concern is that I listen through KUWS out of Superior, and about 3 months ago something happened, and it caused the signal to become weaker, especially in the middle of the day. And I can almost time it. It's about 9:40 or so when all of a sudden the signal gets really weak. And I've written to KUWS and had no response, but I don't know if there's anything that can be done to make that signal stronger.
I've made a note, and I'll talk to Steve Johnston, our technical director, about that. I can't think offhand of what that might be. We are looking at ways to strengthen the signal and the KUWS signal with the boosters or repeater stations, so that might help. But I will look into it and see if there's something that's going on there in the middle of the morning that would affect the signal.
Yeah, Writer's Almanac on both services. When do we air that on the NPR News and Classical Music service again, Phil? I forgot.
It airs at just before it would be 8
during this program that we're talking right now.
Right,
I'm against that idea, by the way.
actually, I think it's airing right now.
Okay.
It would be about 8.
Jim, you're missing
so.
It. You're all right, but. Anyway, it's something I'm sure that might be considered along with that, though, you know.
Yeah, it's a nice piece. It's a nice bit.
But Phil talking on this program is a nice bit, too, and you'd miss that if you had Garrison Keillor sitting here. Wayne and Holman, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Phil and Joy. I guess I'd like to compliment the two ladies in the morning. I only listen in the morning, but I think Joy and Kathleen do an absolutely tremendous job. And I appreciate their preparation for the program. One of the things, and I guess I disagree with one caller who thought public radio was completely fair and balanced, and I listen to public radio because I want to hear a liberal perspective. And I'm not criticizing you for that. I enjoy it because I know what I have to, how I think and what I have to think in order to respond. But so I like AM radio, too, and I remember Joy once said she even listens to Rush Limbaugh, and I thought that was pretty interesting, and I compliment her for that.
Yeah, because you think I'm liberal, Wayne.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think your callers, by and large, are. I don't sense that it's a balance, and I hope you would agree. But if you don't, fine.
We're almost out of time. I do appreciate your kind words.
You're very fair. You're very fair. But one thing I've noticed with liberals is I wish it gets such hateful speech sometimes, and I know you can't control it, but it just gets pretty rough out there sometimes when they hate. I'll let it go at that.
Yeah,
have a great day.
Thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate your kind words. And there's a conservative who doesn't think we're so bad, Phil.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Yeah, and we'll leave it there, and we'll talk to you again next month, Phil. Maybe the first Monday of the month, back on our regular schedule, depending on whether you or I are on vacation. Thanks for being here. Phil Corvo, Wisconsin Public Radio's director. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing the hour. Thank you for listening and for calling in. You can listen to all of our programs archived on our website, WPR.org, or you can purchase a CD copy by calling the radio store 1-800-747-7444. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.